Hello and welcome to Parental Guidance Suggested. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.
And this is where you get to hear movie reviews.
This is where I get to? We are going to
collectively
listen to a movie review on a podcast? That's an odd catch for a podcast. All right. Well, I mean, well, this is technically our second year. I'm into weird, like, new stuff. Let's try it.
All right.
Be like, so, hey, having something with pretzel bread
on it. Our second year. It's like our second season.
We got it. We got a renewal.
That's right. Thank you, Nish. So, what movie did you go see?
I am probably going to mispronounce this because I did. And
say it.
The Curse of La Llorona.
The Curse of Lorna Doone?
No, not the cookie. Not the cookie.
Are you sure?
If it did, I have a really completely incorrect idea of where those cookies came from then. Like, I assumed it was, you know, like flour and sugar and stuff. No, apparently it's about this woman that drowns children.
Oh.
Should not eat those cookies if that's the case.
You know, I can tell that your wife picked this because I had no idea this even came out, had no interest in it at all. And clearly it's a horror movie.
It's really interesting that the two of us, like, as far as our entertainment tastes, like, she'll watch, you know, the first 48. Like, if it's a crime show or if it's about, like, how to get the inside the head of, like, a murderer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she is down, like, for that. Like, I'm all about, like, hey, have you ever watched The West Wing? Aaron Sorkin did it about 20 years ago, got about, like, 23 Emmy nominations, and she's already walked off, like, into another room. And I'm like,
here's why. Because as she's been around all these children longer than you, and she knows that they're psychotic. So I think she's just getting mothering tips by watching all the serial killer shows.
Kids are a little crazy. She's like, I don't think they're this extreme.
Yeah.
But in the event one of them does hide something one day.
Yes, here's how I find it.
What better way than to know how the FBI found that body? I'll just be like, where is my makeup? That's when she knew.
I wouldn't be at all surprised if she, this was good. Lost it. Anyway.
Just one day she finds 23 things buried underneath the house.
I wouldn't be surprised if she had one of those, you know, lights that CSI and, like, blood spatter, one of those.
Oh, the black lights.
Yeah. She probably has that.
She probably does, just to make sure.
That's what I'm thinking. Okay, so this is part of the Conjuring series.
Which is kind of, as much as, like, there is, or was at least at one point, like, kind of this push for every studio wanted their interconnected universe. You had them falsely, you try to start with Robin Hood. The Mummy, like, was the false start for the Dark Universe. DC, like, even tried to do their own interconnected universe and failed pretty closely right out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
The Conjuring is actually, if you're just going, like, statistically, like, by your numbers, one of the most successful franchises. Not necessarily dollar amount, but if you go by how much these films cost to make versus how much, like, that they're actually making after you've got all your costs covered, like, it's ridiculous. They have not had, like, a failed entry. Like, the most recent one, the Curse, only cost $9 million to make.
Okay.
I mean, and let's say you spent $10 million on...
Oh, so this isn't a new movie.
It's like two or three, four
weeks old.
Whoa, yeah. Wow, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, okay, no wonder I didn't hear of it. It's The Curse of La Llorona.
Are you sure that double L doesn't translate into a Y?
No, I'm not sure at all.
Okay. That's why I think it's La Llorona.
You know, I would have thought in the movie they would have said the name, and you saw the
movie. That's what I'm saying. Like, I saw it, and I know they said it, but, like, I don't trust that I remember it right.
Well, I guess it did well because it has made $100 million globally.
I think it's done like 42, so, 50, or like right at like 50 million in the US.
So it's made plenty to keep the Conjuring series going.
On a budget of $9 million. For as much as, like, say, Endgame is making headlines right now about all the money it's making, and I think that's actually accurate. It is making all of the money.
It is.
It also cost about $500 million to make.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they're getting a substantial reward on a substantial investment. Like, I'm not saying I have $9 million, like, in a mattress, like, you know, in the house, in the attic or whatever.
You have an attic?
No. Oh. I don't have one of those either. I also don't have the mattress with all the money in it either. But for $9 million.
Out of all that, I focus on attic.
$9 million, they've already got a $100 million return on that. And, like, that's not, you know, that's not Pirates of the Caribbean money. But, like, if...
What is?
I don't know if you know anything about math, Jane, but $9 million investment to get $100 million, or I mean, after cover cost of cover, let's say it's just 90, and for some reason, whatever, we're just a $90 million profit. Mm-hmm. You just do that, you know, two or three times a year. Let's say it's just one a year.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. And, like, I'm not saying I'm into these movies. Like, I don't gravitate toward horror movies. And this film itself, honestly, like, wasn't a bad movie. It's just, it's not my cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
But I can understand why they want, Warner Brothers wants to keep making these movies.
So you and I can keep not watching them.
I want to say, like, I saw some of Annabelle, maybe.
Okay, so how many movies are in this series?
Like, the Annabelle movies are in it. The Conjuring is in it. This movie's in it. Like, The Nun, I believe, is in that. That series, like, just very, very, like, low. Like, there's not like a battle at the end on a skyscraper where everybody's like flying. Like, the character, or like your Jason Voorhees or your Freddy in this movie, is this woman that upon learning that her husband has cheated on her, and it gives you this little prologue, and it's set in like the late 1800s, I believe. Mm-hmm. Anyway, her husband cheats on her, and she knows the only thing in life that he truly loves is his boys.
Mm-hmm.
So in a fit of rage, like, she drowns them in this like shallow like creek, which
but they're
is
also her children.
Yes, fit of rage. Well, that's the name La Llorona is the crying mother, I think, is what they say it translates to. No, I don't know. That's the I'm going by what the movie told me the translation. It could mean like mustard corn dog for all I know. But like after she realizes what she's done in this fit of rage, she begins crying. So like
much like Hercules,
the character Hercules cried
after he killed his family.
OK, there you go. I didn't see Hercules in this movie.
The actual mythological story.
That would have been a really interesting turn. I was like, wow.
I would have
not expect Hercules to turn up in this.
I would have then wanted to see that movie.
But basically it's this character that now like goes and finds people that, you know, their children are in danger. Like, she's not really a hero, but like
So the mom's dead and the children that she killed are dead. And so this is current day.
The film actually takes place in the 70s. So it's not current day, but it's more current than the late 1800s.
Yes. And so if you're a child in danger, you know that the crying mother can come drown you. What's
and
happening
take you
here?
Out of that's what I'm saying. It's not
a happy. Why would anyone want to see this movie?
Well, I mean, it's. You're horror fans to a certain degree. Like, I mean, I don't want to say they're sadists and get them to turn off the podcast, but I mean,
they're not listening.
You're talking about a film series or a film genre that's predicated on people being murdered, like Friday the 13th.
Well, it's different though. This just seems this story just seems like a downer.
Axe wielding, hockey mask wearing people that like put their machetes through people's heads. That's not.
I can see
that's
why
not a downer,
would see that.
But like a woman that drowns children, like that's a downer. Like,
yes,
where do we draw? Like, what? Who is it okay to like bury machetes in or drown?
We need Matt Damon because there are just different degrees of this. You're listening to Parental Guidance Suggested in the Podcast Center from Hinson Oakley Family Dentistry. Jane Ellen talking with Adam Cravens.
I don't know that Matt Damon would have been. A lot of help.
Well, still
here.
I think he may. Okay, so
I'm not saying he wouldn't, but
so the story is: you're a kid in the 70s. You have a miserable life. You say, "Oh, crying mother," but I say it correctly and pronounce it right. Come and help me, and she drowns.
No, you don't pray to her. Like what happens is there's a social worker, and there's this woman that has locked her children in this closet.
So a living horrible mother.
Well, no, because she knows that the crying mother
can't open
is
doors.
After her children.
Oh.
She's not super powerful. Like,
okay, so she's a spirit that can drown people but can't open doors.
And can come back from the dead to drown children, but doors that are locked. I know. Listen, it's not airtight, okay?
But I mean, seriously?
Seriously. We're gonna be here a while if you can't get past that. But anyways, the social worker is like, she's coming and she's knocking
so
on
like
the door.
So like waters her kryptonite.
No,
backwards. Waters her anti-kryptonite. She can only function around it.
What's anti-kryptonite, Jane?
Her water.
Then why don't we just call it water? Like, why is our...
But I meant the power.
Anti-kryptonite is harder to say than water.
Yes, but for her...
Or do you mean water, the building block of all life, or do you mean water, what she uses to kill people?
Yes, the latter.
Okay, all right. I was confused for a moment.
How is she killing them if she can't open doors?
Well, I mean, I guess if she gets the key or... Listen, I...
Seriously, I assume she's killed kids between the 1800s and the 1970s.
Yeah, like there's an urban legend that she goes... The mother goes and talks to a priest at one point. And he's like, we've heard of an urban legend, blah, blah, blah. All and right. She's like, well, that's just a story though, right? And he's like, I used to believe that.
Uh-huh.
So, blah, blah, blah.
So... The Count is in this.
No, but that, oh my goodness. Muppets
blah, blah, blah.
And Hercules are definitely what this movie was missing.
So I just really want to wrap myself around what sounds like a terrible premise for a movie.
It plays a lot like it reminded me a lot of The Exorcist, but The Exorcist is a far superior film to it.
Okay, so she's a mean spirit who has drowned people throughout the years.
Yeah.
And she can only drown them when they're in the bathroom or they're next to a lake because she can't open doors. How does she get them to the water?
She can, but I think this one was locked and she didn't have the key. The mom had the key. That's how she was protecting her kids. It wasn't like she had like a cross made from like...
So she's not a floaty spirit. She walks around.
Yeah.
And she needs keys.
And I mean, you can hit her with stuff too.
Okay. So when she's not killing kids, where is she?
They didn't really go into that, but I feel like it would have taken away some of the ambiance for the character if like she's got her feet up and like she's wearing like sweatpants, watching her stories maybe. Like... I'm just saying, like, the character part of the fact is like you can only see her in like reflection and like
she's an anti-vampire.
Everything is not anti in this. I don't know why you're wanting to do this.
Okay, it just sounds too. You know, if she had a magical hammer, maybe, but she needs keys.
I think Disney actually owns the rights to the phrase. Magical hammer now.
So, but she's a spirit, air quote spirit, and she can drown people, but she needs keys. Does she pay taxes?
You know, the more and more I think about it, nobody actually ever identifies her as a spirit.
Okay.
I just conclude maybe
she just never
maybe
died.
I mean, like, she looks waterlogged. Maybe she just has a very poor, like, healing factor.
Well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she... I mean, she's made it to like 200.
So she drowned too? Is that why she looks waterlogged?
You look scarier if you drowned.
Okay. Like bloated?
Well, she's also in her wedding dress.
But she didn't drown her children in her wedding dress.
I think she did. I'm pretty sure she
okay.
was.
Okay.
She was.
Well, you saw it.
It was a dress. Right. But I'm saying like I didn't.
You know, in that time period, most women only had like one or two dresses, so the wedding dress would have been worn all the time. Just
right.
Point that
but
out.
But was it really a creek dress, though?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't...
Did she ever...
I've never worn a wedding dress. You would know
drowning
this better
dress?
Than I would. I mean, is that a thing?
I don't know.
Did women in the... murdering women, like... Did I'm Annie just, Oakley, she's like, hold on, let me go get my killing dress.
I am just... I'm confused. Okay, so... Mom locks her kids in the closet to save her from the, we are not sure who she is, but she kills people.
Right. The drowning.
And so the social.
The drowning cowboy, let's call her that.
The social worker is the mom, or the social worker wants to save the kids from the mom who's clearly abusing them by locking them in a closet.
This is like, okay, if because everything I can tie into Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Think of this like the first, their first mission, like when they go to the hotel. In the first one, the very first thing you see this spirit or entity in, mm-hmm. is this woman that has locked her children. The social worker obviously thinks that the mother is the one,
okay.
that is, she's doing this to save her children. Okay. But the social worker comes in there, she unlocks the door, she's like, what's wrong with you? This, because they are no longer like stopped from doing this, the spirit is able to gain access to them whenever they are taken to Child Protective Services. So she gets them there and murders the kids. But the mother is so like angry, she prays to the crying mother to attack this woman's children for payment and give her back her children. So the social worker has two children, and the mother who has lost her two children to CPS and then the children died is so angry, she prays that she will go and take this other mother's children from her. It's a really dark, like even while I'm sitting there, and like I'll watch some crazy stuff, but like I was just like, wow, can we stop murdering kids? Like,
yeah,
I'm less bothered when you kill adults. Like, homicide isn't cool, kids. Okay, like let's make sure that's one of those like NBC like The More You Knows, or like it at least a Schoolhouse Rock. Homicide's not cool, kids. But it's really not cool when it's kids.
Yeah. And the mother drowning kid thing, I am still horrified by the real acts of that, especially that woman that drowned, what, 5 of her children?
Yeah.
I mean, because that really happened. And it sickens me so much, it makes me want to gag. So there's no way I would walk into a movie where I knew it was about drowning kids.
I think, again, though, like, this is a genre, again, predicated
on... So kid drowning is a genre?
No, just okay. Horror in general.
Okay.
But I'm saying, like, there's only so many times you can do the same thing over and over and over to the point that, like, you will get diminishing returns. Like, most sequels, like, eventually you stop the franchise because there's just... the profit margin is no longer there. So even with The Conjuring, or if, like I said, if you just want to look at the Nightmare on Elm Street series, mm-hmm. they had to do things different because if you yeah. just kept serving that exact same thing, people are just going to be like, I've got this thing
okay at home.
Because it
was okay with them because those were teenagers. Some of them may have just...
You don't mind that they're dead.
No, it's the little ones. I just can't.
Once they've got past the age of 13, like, all bets are off, you're on your own. Like,
and as long as they're not the age of any of my children.
So what happens when, like, your kids get to be, like... let's say 35. Are you going to be like, well, okay, it's no longer cool to kill adults. Like,
unless Angela Lansbury is involved, then it'll be okay.
Have you read the theory about how she was murdering everybody in Cabot's
yes,
Cove?
Yes, isn't that great?
And then as her own alibi, she was going in and saw, oh my, I want to, like, if they ever have to do, like, it's very, very in vogue now to do, like, you know, a follow-up series mm-hmm. or a reboot series. I would watch that Murder, She Wrote in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and Angela, if they're going to do it, they need to do it now. Like, Angela Lansbury's like 92.
But she's...
But I'm going to tell you right now, like, that if for some reason they go back and they find all this evidence she's hidden over the years...
That'd be interesting.
And it just it's all about, like, the show starts with her sitting in front of a recorder and she's like, I'm going to confess every murder I ever committed in Cabot's Cove. Starting with number one, and then it just goes back and she explains how she did everything. And it ties it into
I would watch that.
And there's like 12 seasons of Murder, She Wrote. Hmm. I watched a lot of Murder, She Wrote with my grandmother.
Yeah, Adam did not have a lot of friends. Anyway.
My grandmother was my friend
okay.
and one of my best friends.
Oh.
Thank you.
Okay.
Quality.
Michael Scott.
Quality over quantity.
So... other than this not being your thing, as a movie, it was okay. It did what it was supposed to do as a horror movie.
I think it did serve that. Like, I probably won't revisit the movie. Like, it didn't make me want to go
Are
in.
Are there any other Drowning Kids movies we can watch?
I think this is the only Drowning Kid movie in the Conjuring franchise. But I'm saying, like, from a business standpoint, I get it. But horror movies, like, just in general... are not my thing. Yeah. But if you are into that and you, I'm going to go ahead and say that there's not a lot of child drowning entries into the horror franchise genre, or at least none that I can think of straight off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
It's atmospheric enough. The performances are pretty solid. There's some lapses in logic, I thought, during the movie, but there's a whole lot. Like, you're also talking about a genre that had Jason X, who was in space murdering people. So,
Racer X?
No, Jason X.
Oh,
the 10th movie in the Friday the 13th.
Okay, I know Racer X.
No, it's Jason X. He's on a space station.
Yeah.
Murdering people, and he's like a
cyborg. Is Sigourney Weaver there?
No.
Okay. Anyway.
That would have been a far better film.
So, what's it called again?
The Curse of La Llorona.
That one. It's okay if you like that kind of thing.
It's, like I said, it's solid. I don't think you have to race to the theater to see this. But if you're into the Conjuring movies, they have done another one. There's, as I understand it, some of these characters interspersed in there are from the other, like, you know how, like,
oh, so it's like Daredevil and Jessica
like, you know how, like,
Jones
Iron Man
and,
showed up in Spider-Man Homecoming.
Okay.
Some of the characters show up in the other movies.
By the way, did you watch Kevin Smith's spoilers of Endgame?
I've not got to yet.
Okay. It's fantastic, and he made it perfectly clear that it was all spoilers, and it was great, and he did it right after he saw them. Actually, I think he saw the movie twice, and so I think we don't have to wait a year. We just have to make it clear about it.
Even the directors said, I believe it's May 6th, the embargo is lifted. The directors of Endgame, Infinity War, Civil War, and Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
Like the guys, so I mean, like, basically almost precisely the best of the Marvel movies. Mm-hmm. They were like, after May 6th, you can go into it. If you haven't seen it after that amount of time,
then you're not hardcore.
You had your shot. It wasn't because they were all sold mm-hmm. out. Like, they've been showing this thing round the clock. It just made $2 billion. Some people have been going this seeing this two and three times. You had your chance. Let people talk about it now.
Okay, I'm down with that. Oh, yes. Okay, so next, I'm guessing you're not going to see Ugly Dolls because it's apparently tanked already.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. I barely made it through Emoji Movie, and I'm wafting the stink of mm-hmm. Emoji Movie when I see those. So hopefully it is out of theaters then.
Yes. Anything in mind that's coming out?
I mean, the summer's movies are about to start dropping.
Right.
I don't know immediately what's coming out, but I mean, eventually we're going to be in a buffet
mm-hmm.
of film. Though I think a lot of they really may have dropped the big dog out of the gate. Like,
right. Well, I think for my children's summer, I think I'm going to do the whatever it is, A-list thing, just because there'll be enough movies out.
Well, and three movies every week. Like, I guarantee you, as a kid, like, I could have found three movies to watch. I'm an adult. I can find three movies to watch. Like, if I didn't have those pesky, you know, job or, you know, responsibilities.
I know, so okay.
On the flip side of that, I could probably do it. Tolkien. When is Tolkien coming out?
Tolkien's coming out real soon.
Or, like, I think I know the boys are wanting to see Detective Pikachu.
Yeah, Pikachu comes out, then Tolkien. Then on the 31st, there are two big releases. But the 31st is not going to happen between this show and the next one.
No, you are correct.
Yeah.
That is right.
If Tolkien does not have a cameo from Stephen Colbert, who knows more about Tolkien than anyone, I will feel bad.
Well, I mean, he even beat, what was it, McKellen. Came on his show. They did a trivia, or no, Peter Jackson. It was mm-hmm. Peter Jackson came on there. Stephen Colbert beat Peter Jackson in like Lord of the Rings trivia. And I don't know, like, and this is before the Hobbit movies were out. So like Jackson was like pretty much had a perfect mm-hmm. connection to that.
I want to say part of the reason he knows it so well is his father and one or two brothers died in a plane crash when Stephen was maybe a teenager or a preteen or somewhere in there. And part of what kept him and the rest of the family going, but for him, I think he really, really honed in on all the Lord of the Rings stuff to just to try to get by.
Man, this has just been the feel-good podcast of the year. Dead family, drowning
children. Oh, you didn't
children.
Know that about him? Yeah. It's a pretty
yes,
horrific.
Yes, but I try not, listen, yeah. I figured after we had like kind of thrown the spice of drowned children through most of the podcast, I'd just stay away from it. But let's embrace it. Let's embrace the sadness.
And Tarantino's new movie is going to be about the Manson family. So there's a baby killing in that. So there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't cotton to that. Anyway, but it's Tarantino. So that's it. We're just going to stop.
I think we've done enough today, honestly.
Yeah. If you want to see it, okay. And there's other stuff to come out that will certainly get us far more excited about.
And I
want to
say Men in Black International is out before the end of the month. So, I mean, like, they're about to start dropping them in.
Mm-hmm. Good, because I can't take another one like this. I blame your wife.
That's
did she like it? Did she go, oh, that was a good movie?
She doesn't talk like that. thank you very much. I don't know if we would have made it past the dating phase. She would have just been like, hey, I remember you from high school. And I'd be like, I have to go.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Well, that's a good movie. She talks nothing like that. That is an awful impression of her.
Did she like it?
I don't think it was necessarily ambivalence. Like, she wasn't celebrating it, but I think both of us were pretty much in the same place on it. We were just kind of like, okay, well, you know, that was okay.
Yeah, okay. Awesome. Well, thank you for listening to Parental Guidance Suggested. It's going to be more uplifting next week. And maybe just in the future, we can just ban movies that involve drowning children.
I think that's a good...
Yeah.
We can put that on our banner right there. PGS, we are against...
Drowning
child
children. Yeah.
Drowning.
And if that means Conjuring movies, so be it. Thank you so much. I'm Jane Ellen.
And I'm Adam Cravens.